Ken Dorsey will call the plays moving forward.
Yes.
Not just this week. Moving forward, this is the way it's going to be.
Dropping the bombshell.
There it is.
You know, the Buckeyes are back from the bye, and they're ready for the stretch run of the season. That's why Nick Wilson and Spencer German break down everything around Ryan Day and the Buckeyes on their Sons of the Shoe podcast. It's Nebraska this week. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season.
All right, I just had a thought.
Uh-oh. I did see steam coming out of your head.
It doesn't take much. Tell me what you guys think of this.
Okay, hate it.
Is there any possibility here that this was done so that we didn't have this? Look how great this offense is working with Kevin calling plays for Jameis Winston. Just as last year, Look how great this offense is with Kevin calling plays for Joe Flacco.
That's a pretty evil thought there, Jeff Phelps.
So we're protecting Deshaun Watson by putting in a different play caller. And if it works, great. Then you have a play caller moving forward for Deshaun Watson if he happens to come back. But, I mean, Kevin has shown he can call plays for whoever's a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It sure worked for Joe.
Yeah. It worked for Baker Mayfield, too.
Well, at times it sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything to that? Could that be something?
I don't know. I hope. I mean, we're spending a lot of time thinking about this stuff too. And
yeah, I think.
Is there what happens?
We have
in the
until
meeting?
Two.
No. That's not my point. Yeah, good point. I don't know. My point is it simple and easy and clear in Berea that this is a move they wanted to make, or is this? Hey, we really needed to. I actually think they probably spent a significant amount of time thinking about this.
I think so too, and I don't think it was. I don't think it was all Kevin, because Kevin will tell us all the things are collaborative. But he just said it's all my decision.
But saying things are collaborative over and over and over again puts you in a decent position when something like this happens. So you can be like, "Oh well, it's okay. It's not that big a deal."
If Kevin were calling plays on Sunday, and the team is beat up, mm-hmm. you know, you might get Wyatt Teller back, okay, but the offensive line's been a mess, and you don't have Amari Cooper. And Nick Chubb would be just in his second game back. And if Kevin were calling plays and Jameis went out and threw for 280 and the Browns put up 25 points and played a decent game against the Ravens, win or lose,
mm-hmm.
doesn't that just condemn Deshaun Watson?
Yes. Yes. You want to say it again? Yes.
Okay. So now if it happens, Deshaun Watson sitting there, he's watching, and Jameis goes out and throws for 280, and they put up 25 points, and they compete against the Ravens, and Ken Dorsey's calling the plays. Well, it wasn't all Deshaun. Kevin gave up play calling. Honestly, I think you could look at this and think they're part of this is protecting Deshaun Watson.
I can easily see that.
Dave is in Chagrin Falls. Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Not a problem. I think what you just said may have some merit, but I think also the opposite is true. They may be doing this to protect Stefanski. I mean, his leadership has been so bad. And if he goes out there with Winston and doesn't come through, like if the offense still looks really bad because he doesn't have Van Pelt and Stump Mitchell and all the guys he got rid of after he won Coach of the Year to help him a game plan. Then, of course, Callahan left. I mean, I think it's more of an indictment on Stefanski. And I really think that unless they get rid of Stefanski, I mean, they're not going to move forward. I know they talk about collaboration and stuff, but you need a lot more leadership. I mean, the penalties, all of this lack of discipline. I mean, this has got to be on the head coach. And he seems like a nice guy, but you can't. He keeps on avoiding responsibility. You should take it the rest of the year. You come this far calling plays. Why not call it with, it should be about winning too, trying to salvage a little bit of the season. And we just want a team that we can feel proud of, and it's just such a shame to see these guys in this situation. I just feel so disappointed. And I just don't think it's going to get better until they get rid of Stefanski. I really don't. So That's what I have to
Dave,
say.
Dave, how'd you feel last year about it? I'm just curious about Kevin.
You know, I always liked his – he's a great offensive coordinator, but a poor head coach. That's always my say. I think they need a guy like a Vrabel, a Sean Payton, a Belichick, you know, someone who – you know, those guys aren't going to jump off sides and do the stupid mental mistakes if they know that there's going to be accountability. There's just no accountability for this. And you know, you can say, well, I want, you know, the players to lead and everything like that. That's great.
I'm curious, what does accountability mean? In this situation,
accountability means like,
are you going to bench? Like, are you going to bench guys because you don't have anybody else you can put in right now?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think you have to bench people and say have that next man up mentality. People get injured all the time in football, and if you know, Callahan signed people off the street. They signed people off the street, and Callahan got those guys playing and playing effectively. People we never even heard of. At the beginning of the season last year, we're coming in and making plays and doing things. So absolutely, there's got to be accountability. If they're going to false start, if they're going to make mental mistakes, you got to bench them.
Dave, great thoughts. Those are some really good thoughts. I just think this accountability when you don't have other options on the roster right now, I don't know what accountability means. You're going to make them run sprints? What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, the word was that, you know, Callahan was extremely hard on these guys, and they were very happy when he was gone. That's what I've heard. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that makes you a better offensive lineman. I don't know if it bonds these guys. I do know that the guy that was the offensive line coach before was very good, and it seems evident now. Are these guys a year older? Yeah. Yeah, they are. Do you blame a guy for leaving to go on a coach with his son? Absolutely not. Not at all.
Denver 7th in penalties right now, so let's not think that Sean Payton is fixing everything.
Browns are dead last, by the way, in offensive yards per game, and they're 29th in points scored. So
it all changes. Least, the road to the Super Bowl starts with the Ravens on Sunday. Well, change, turn that frown upside down.
Here's the thing. I don't think there's any question that
the music I asked for, the special music.
There was music yesterday?
Yeah, there was.
I don't think there's any question.
I remember nothing.
We needed to see some changes to the offense.
Yeah.
Well, quarterback apparently is not enough.
It sounds like it was the song that I requested for the caller that was on hold that said they're going to the Super Bowl, that this is the beginning. Everything starts this week, yes.
Yeah. Is it just me or is the air conditioner turned on and it's about 55 degrees in here?
It got cold in here all of a sudden.
Zach is in Cleveland. Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Guys, I called you a few weeks ago and told you that they should fire Ken Dorsey because this is his offense that we're running. I know that Kevin was calling the plays. But this is why they parted ways with him in Buffalo, Jeff. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We signed a guy who got fired. He didn't just, like, leave them and come here for a better opportunity. He was fired. Within less than a year, we hired him. So I think the puppet master has him, is behind the scenes pulling these strings, guys. I don't think that
it's his puppet.
Kevin is making the decision.
That's well, you got a lot of good lines going today, Andy.
I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
Yeah.
I mean, it's screaming it right at us. If Kevin wasn't saying that all year, and if he was saying it, he's still saying it's a collaborative thing, right? But that he's letting
it's collaborative, but it's entirely his decision to not call plays.
Correct. Exactly. It makes no sense. The reason why it makes no sense is because it's not his decision. His decision was to call plays because that's what he's done everywhere else. That's what he said in his interview or in his press conference today. It's a scapegoat thing because if it doesn't work, then they can fire somebody and keep Stefanski, who they just signed to a new contract. It's just, I'm getting tired of this stuff, guys.
Zach, if the offense goes out and continues to look the way it looks, who takes the hit? Is it Dorsey or Stefanski?
No, it's Dorsey.
I agree with you.
He's
I agree.
Place from here on out.
Yep, guys, I agree with guys, you. Guys.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. It'll all be better in the dome. That's your new line.
Oh, my God.
It'll all be better when they move to Burnett. Everything will be better in the dome.
I'm sorry, Andy.
Can we hire a Shanahan in that dome? Is there a Shanahan
Doesn't
kid
matter.
Floating around?
It'll all be better in the dome.
Dan, can you get that phone? Yep. Yes, Cuyahoga County Commissioner Andy Baskin. Yes, we'll get him for you momentarily.
Hang on. I have to figure out if Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County.